Wake up! It's the Morning Grind.
I just think good things will happen if you're a good person with a good attitude.
All sports, all the time. Entertaining and fun.
Just a bit outside.
Sports with playful banter mixed in.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
The People Show, no matter how bizarre.
I think that you guys are corny. Okay. You're not funny.
Okay.
And you degrade women.
Martin Kilcoyne, the respected point man who spreads his love and makes sure that everyone stays in line.
Oh, I know where the man is. You're the man now.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
First, Jim Hayes, you should identify yourself because while you're handsome and I know you, the rest of us don't know you. You're big, Jim. Now tell us your name.
Mature and always willing to give back to the people. And Tim McKernan.
That McKernan.
Open-minded.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
And always laughing. No, really. It's the People Show.
Hey! You guys had shirts on when you came in here.
The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan KFNS.
And yo, I will not be made a fool of.
Pick out with me.
There's a lot of energy in the room today.
It's incredible.
Can kind of feel it. There's a lot of people lined up out back here holding up signs.
That Peter Knight horse.
It's actually very emotional.
The police will be here any minute.
It's very emotional. I'm just going to say that all morning. It's very emotional.
The Morning Grind makes it 1 year, much to the chagrin of probably of management of local sports teams and to older folks. Thank you, Stedman. God bless Stedman.
Stedman would get my game ball. I mean, it's between...
Not even a half ball, a full ball.
Yeah, it's between him and me. And,
no, let's be honest. Stedman is the only thing good on this show.
Stedman's incredible.
We could lose myself. Heartbeat, no problem. The Cat, no problem. Tim, no problem. If Stedman goes, the show crumbles. Clearly.
We just get another little fella, and he was very cool. Replaced him.
Used to be
cool
small.
I don't know, you're tough, but you are cool as hell.
1 year anniversary, and I apologize, I didn't get you anything. What are you supposed to get for
I got you this creatin.
Creatin? I might take a swig. A pull.
Pull off that.
Guys, I wrote
Is there
this...
actually someone on hold that wants to talk about the Blues?
No, I was a holdover. We'll get to that tomorrow.
No, it's still flashing. I think he's on.
No, he's on there. He's waiting for Frank.
We'll get to him tomorrow. Guys, if you allow me, I spent a lot of time putting... I just wrote down some thoughts.
Is this a speech?
When we started this thing...
You're reading from the phone extension list here at the station.
No, this is from the heart. It's etched in my heart.
Speak from the heart. We're looking at some clips.
When we put
of...
this thing together a year ago, I just never knew.
Never knew
it's
that...
very emotional.
I'm a little verklempt.
I never knew that... I could get up so early for such a low wage.
I never knew that crap would sell. But apparently it has. Oh, way to go, Kat. You scared off the caller. You know, we're
we'll
all
get
about...
to tomorrow. Call
it's
back.
The People Show, and you just tell the man, we're not talking Blues. We're looking for some famous moments of the show, great moments, and nobody is better at archiving a show and remembering things than Joe. And the Cat's a little disappointed. He wanted to know that one day when we talked about porn.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a time.
Made a gay
joke? Yeah, 7 months ago. We talked about gays. It was really funny.
What about making any Jewish references?
Have we done that?
I thought there was like 3 months ago that we did something on that. And then there was like a time where we like kind of poked fun at the fact that my dad got me the job. Remember that? That was like really early in the show, though.
I can tell you this. Yesterday, at the end of our show, we actually huddled for a minute or two to go over some of the anniversary clips we'd be pulling.
This is a follow-up to what we did like 2 weeks earlier when Joe made an original list.
And I said, I think we should try to pull this if we have it or this. And then Joe's response just gave me a headache. He can't say we have it or yes or good idea. Yeah, well, I'm wearing shoes, and I just said, you know what, Martin, and you can handle this, I'm out.
Based on his weekend activities, be glad he's wearing shoes.
Mm.
Next thing you know, his whole outfit will be off.
Mm.
The Cat says, you know what I want? I want the midget call when I shoved him into a backpack and took him to the mall.
Crestwood Mall.
And I looked down, Joe's legal pet, he writes, midget phone call. And I looked up at the top of that same piece of paper. I go, you already wrote down midget phone call when we talked about it last. I was trying
Bye-bye.
To...
Bye-bye. Thanks for playing.
And the cat
that's enough.
That's when the Cat walked out. So we will be sprinkling in today's show and the rest of the week. Moments. Callers, maybe. Guests.
Micah Twaddle? You think she made the cut?
I don't know if Micah Twaddle made the cut. Let me write it on my little list. And then I'll tell Joe, write it on his little list. We couldn't find Howard Bach. Apparently that predates Joe's arrival. At least that's what he, I don't remember, but that's what he said. That was one of the earlier, that's when we really decided we don't need guests.
Well, let's start it off. August 17th last year, Val Kilmer was a guest on the show.
In
and
studio.
We made fun of him. We said he was Valerie. Let's go to the tape.
I don't even remember that day. Do you remember the first day on the show? I don't remember. I don't have any.
Yes, I do, actually.
Do you?
I do, because...
You got that little panicky feeling like, this isn't going to work?
No, I had that about, honestly, about a week and a half, and I remember saying to Liz, I said, boy, I thought this thing was going to be pretty good, but so far it sucks.
Well, we went to Macomb, the cat and I.
That's what it was. I was like, this is unbearable. This is unbearable.
That was in week two. That was the famous Will Clark. Hello? Who said that? A man's on hold. This guy's hunting squirrels. Well, he's on. Say hi. Hello? Hey, Will. Who's talking? And we'll reset again. Tim, go to the book. But the first day, I don't recall. I remember Macomb.
I remember Macomb and when our audio equipment didn't work and they hadn't even been set up yet and the engineer is sitting there with breakfast. 10 minutes to showtime. And I said, are we ready to go? Yeah, not yet. I was just going to grab some neat. I thought, yeah, this isn't going to be so good. And it wasn't.
I remember. Isaac I just Bruce, remember Vicky can... being in studio. That's what I remember.
Yeah, we had the studio show.
Light the corners of my mind.
Yeah, in Macomb, we had Isaac Bruce stand there. I said, if you could just jiggle this cord right here, you can stay on the air for a little bit longer.
And,
but the
and
point Martin
is a pretty good cord jiggler, as I recall.
Oh, he's incredible.
Cord jiggler, log clinger, which are you?
Hello.
Well, we made it a year, and we will share some of the anniversary moments throughout today and throughout the week. I think Thursday we're going to be out at Rams Park just observing.
Are we? Is that for sure?
And we're locking that down. And
because we'll be... I saw where our remote location is going to be, in the secondary parking lot, about a half mile from Rams Park.
Well, the second with
but
Travis Fisher.
10. It'll be nice.
Cat, why so bitter? We made it a year. Celebrate. Hug it out.
Come here.
No, thank you. That's
seriously,
during the
here.
7:45 segment.
Come yeah. Here. Yeah, hug it out a little bit. I think you'll feel better. We'll be sharing that then throughout. And then Thursday, you know, they hit the field pretty early, but I think a lot of guys will probably line up to do the grind.
Who do you think will do it, Archuleta? We got to talk to Archuleta.
He's tops on our wish list.
Absolutely.
Not only to see if he's rocking a headband in year two, that was also a early moment of the grind.
I talked to Archuleta. I said, are you going to come on the show? And he said, if we talk football, I don't want to talk who's sleeping with Sally.
He doesn't want to talk about it either. Well, I want to talk about who's sleeping with Jennifer Walcott. That's what I want to talk about.
It was a year ago. I remember he got uptight because we talked about him dating Shandy Finnessy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
And then I saw him the next day. He's like, dude, why are you guys bringing that up? I mean, and I said, somebody called in? Because somebody did call in.
Yeah.
I said, we're merely journalists trying to get to the bottom of things.
That's all we
well,
are.
He told me he's
That's
rocking a sombrero at camp this year. Can you imagine
What
that?
Do you say that because he has Hispanic background? That's
oh,
kind of offensive.
He? Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
it's really
does
offensive.
Oh,
That's
does he?
Really offensive.
When did the cat become so
offensive?
Hey,
have Angel call in. Where's Angel?
I'm going to be rocking a sombrero.
If you go back through the archives, and trust me, I've spent hours here over the last month, You've got the cat offending that gentleman. You've got
Who,
the
Angel?
Cat, yeah, talking about, hey, why don't you go do a low rider and pick some coffee? I mean, the cat is more offensive, I think, than I ever dreamt of being. And nobody knew it. It's just more of it's kind of a recent turn. The cat's a little bit more
good for you.
Well,
hostile.
I just feel like, you know, I kid around. You, on the other hand, are truly a racist. And Tim is truly a piece of crap.
Well, tough but fair.
I'm trying to improve my racist relations. I just wear that Vote for Pedro shirt, feeling like I'm a man of the people.
Angel has called in.
That didn't take long. Anyway, we're going to, later in the show, the soccer call, which I was not here for. I think I was in Green Bay.
That was unbelievable.
And that's when the cat did a little play-by-play. And actually, on your resume, you can now put down that you've done play-by-play.
Yeah, I had that for the Wilmington Blue Rocks.
I think
so
I'd
I'm
put the
I'm pretty much a lock to be a success in this business.
I think I'd put the soccer call ahead of the Wilmington. All right, it's the morning grind. 1 year later, Angel still hanging in there with us. Angel, welcome to the show.
That's Angel for you, Mister.
Yes, sir. Welcome to 590. You're hanging in there with the show despite the cat's clearly insensitive remarks.
Oh, I take things from where they come, so.
Thank you.
I don't pay much attention to it.
Yeah. Instead of Mr., I prefer Senor.
Oh, that's all right, Senor. What Thank do you want?
No.
I'm here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just dandy. Driving to work.
In a car low to the ground. We
there
kid because
go.
We love. We kid because we love.
No, we went through this once before. And Angel, are you from Puerto Rico or Mexico?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, see, we went through this before.
It's like listening to John Miller.
Yeah, I understand that everybody who has a Hispanic name must be from Mexico, but that's okay.
Well, that's Martin. Okay, that's how Martin rolls.
So
Martin is truly a racist.
What I like about Angel is he seems kind of like, you know, a little bit hurt by it all, kind of annoyed by it all.
He knows he's playing ball with us.
Yet he is fairly loyal to us.
Well, it's like I said, it's a matter of choice.
Angel, do you like the show?
This crap over other crap.
Angel, do you like the show?
Well, I understand that the show is now more directed towards the younger generation, so...
How old are you, Angel?
I'm 42.
That's my age, Angel. We're together.
Yeah, but you see, I don't have to make a living doing that, what you do.
Being a doofus on the radio? Is that what you're saying about the cat? Cat, don't take that.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, all right.
Angel, what do you do for a living, my friend?
I work in a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, that's a good gig.
And he's rolling in a Cadillac.
If you're selling pharmaceuticals, that means you work 3 days a week, you play a lot of golf, and you make big bucks. Am I right?
Actually, I don't play golf. I've never gotten the hang of that sport.
Well, maybe make a call to Sebi Ballesteros, and you'll be all set.
All right,
Angel. Thanks. Enjoy the next year.
Talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Peace. In San Juan.
Always seems a little down.
Sorry I said Sebi. Tim, I didn't mean to put you in a...
February 18th.
I don't have anything to say about that until maybe about mid-February. And I'll talk a lot about it. Might get in-depth on it on the website, too, InsideSTL.com.
We'll do a special show.
On the website?
On that and also what you want to say come February.
Mm-hmm.
McKernan will be free. Is that a Frank?
Frank's got a thing now? What's that? Yeah, that's him.
Mm-hmm. Between that and the Skipper, that's
Wait,
all that we
can
need.
You kind of do a remix with the Skipper and then with Frank?
See how quickly you do that. Stedman is winning the MVP award.
Yeah.
1 year later, and you can email maybe some of your thoughts about the anniversary throughout the show, The Morning Grind at KFNS.com. We also have Tim's Carly Patterson interview, which was one of the early...
That's when I knew that I was working with a hard-hitting journalist.
I think that's when Channel 4 said, we got to make a move. I think when they heard the questions being asked of the
Alan Cohen monitors what goes on 590.
He and Angel are driving side-by-side on their way into the office today. All right, we'll share some of those moments. Well, I guess we'll talk about other stuff going on. I don't really know. Jane Fonda is driving a bus that's powered by vegetable oil. I read this to the cat. He said, you got to be kidding me. Just trying to get the cat fired up on politics. All right, it is 1 year later, The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.
Late night sports talk in St. Louis is about to get local. Last Call with Brian McKenna is on 590 The Fan. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night from 10 to midnight. When the ball game ends, the fun begins. Scores, stories, and your calls. Giving you even more live and local sports talk in St. Louis. 590 The Fan KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
So many McDonald's, so little time. I couldn't get started in the morning without a trip to the drive-thru for a cup of McDonald's coffee or something from their outrageously good breakfast menu, like the hot cakes and sausage, for example, or the Egg McMuffin. Throw in some hash browns and you, my friend, are in business. Good, simple, delicious food. But there are so many other reasons to stop by McDonald's, like an ice-cold 42-ounce drink for just 89 cents. That's right, 89 cents. Through July 30th, you can quench that big summer thirst with a hefty-sized 42-ounce drink for just 89 cents at McDonald's. Or how about this? Also, through the end of the month, a free medium fry at McDonald's. Many local McDonald's are now open into the wee hours, some even 24 hours. Well, when you see that the spotlights are on at McDonald's, buy a Big Mac and get a medium fry at absolutely no charge. Free fries, great food, great deals. So many reasons to say McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Best Buy Back to School Lesson 38, justifying a computer purchase to your spouse. Say you want a powerful HP computer featuring an Intel Pentium D processor with new dual-core processing. You could say,
yeah, you know, it would let me multitask, like check my tee time and make my fantasy football picks.
Instead, try this.
The increased computing resources will allow the kids to excel in school and life.
If the wife needs an extra little nudge, you could say...
With this state-of-the-art technology, I'll have more time to play golf. Or just watch TV and take naps.
Or try this.
It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make for the kids.
Right about now, that new PC should be as good as yours. Through July 30th, you'll even save $150 after mail-in rebates on an HP Pavilion M7160N PC package featuring an Intel Pentium D processor. Get schooled in technology at Best Buy. Thousands of possibilities. Get yours. Excludes prior purchase and special order. Clearance, demo, and open box items. See customer specialist for details and additional restrictions.
Attention men and women.
If you would like your hair back without hair transplants, then you need to listen to some of our clients.
John in Clayton.
The hair loss specialist at Hans Wyman showed me what was causing my hair loss and quickly stopped it. Now I don't see hair in the shower or on my pillow.
Call Hans Wyman now at 1-888-441-HANS for your free trial.
Mike from Chesterfield.
The benefit for me was that I was shown away by hair loss specialists that I could restore my hair without surgery. And now I have hair where I had none before.
Results guaranteed. Results guaranteed. Diane from O'Fallon.
Now my hair is so much thicker and fuller like when I was younger.
Space is limited for this free trial, so call today, 1-888-441-HANS.
Thanks to Hans Wyman, I won't go bald like my dad.
Thank you, Hans Wyman.
Thanks, Hans Wyman, for all your help.
Our program is just as successful for women as it is for men. See if you qualify by calling Hans Wyman at 1-888-441-HANS. That's 1-888-441-HANS.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Home Depot,
2020 Sports Fix.
Good morning. This Sports Fix is sponsored by Chrysler. It's 9:05 Budweiser game time tonight from San Diego, where the Cardinals open up a six-game road trip. Woody Williams will pitch for the Padres. Mark Mulder scheduled to throw for the Cards. Again, it is 9:05 of Budweiser game time. Reggie Sanders, Scott Rolen, Yadier Molina. Move over. Make room for Larry Walker. Walker is expected to be officially placed on the 15-day DL today. He's been hampered by that herniated disc in his neck. The Cubbies, they placed pitcher Kerry Wood on the 15-day DL yesterday, making his second trip to the disabled list. He may throw out of the bullpen when he returns to the club. Meanwhile, Jeremy Burnett's lifting a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the ninth as the Cubs come from behind to beat the Giants 3-2 at Wrigley. Houston, with a franchise record, Craig Biggio and Lance Berkman going back-to-back twice in the game yesterday as the Astros beat the Phillies 7-1. So the Cards leading the Stros by 10.5 games in the Central, by 11.5 over the Cubs. The Blues announcing their preseason schedule yesterday. They'll face off Wednesday, September 21st at Savas Center. They'll face off against Nashville. And Saturday, September 24th, they will play Nashville once again, but they'll face off at Kemper Arena in Kansas City. This Sports Fix sponsored by Chrysler. Employee pricing, it's a good idea, but with vehicles like Chrysler has, it is pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models, so see your participating Chrysler dealer for details. I'm Vicki Pimentel on your station for wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
590 The Fan Highway Patrol.
Good morning. This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's. Well, on eastbound 40, we've got some busy traffic from Maryville Center through Mason. Then it's slow, heavy traffic from 170 through Hanley Road. Eastbound 70 is still look pretty good around 79 through Mid Rivers Mall. You back up just east of Zumbel through 5th Street. Excuse me. Westbound 44 between Six Flags over Mid-America and Pacific. We've got some road construction going on. Roadway is reduced to one lane. Traffic's backed up about a mile and a half. On westbound 270 at West Florissant, look for some stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 on the ramp to 5570 is slow. And westbound 5570 between 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, it's stop-and-go. We'll beat the heat all summer long with a 42-ounce drink, like an ice-cold Coke for just 89 cents at McDonald's. That's a big drink for a little price. It just might be the hottest deal in town. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And I'm Tim Weiland with traffic on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Dino's Trucking is interviewing drivers for all positions, local, regional, and over the road. Call Dino's today at 800-771-7805 to learn about a company that truly cares about its drivers. That's 800-771-7805.
A shift has been made. Nissan took a look at the world of SUVs and recognized it was time for a change. Time for smarter, stronger, bolder SUVs. The result, four new SUVs introduced in the past 2 years. A shift has been made. The all-new Xterra has 265 horsepower for your extreme adventures. The concrete jungle has been tamed by the stylish V6 Nissan Murano. The full-size 8-passenger Armada has arrived, and the all-new new 2005 Nissan Pathfinder has a 270 horsepower V6 with standard three-row seating for seven. See your Nissan dealer and lease the all-new Pathfinder SE for $339 a month for 39 months with $1,999 initial payment. Pathfinder, Xterra, Murano, Armada. SUVs will never be the same. Nissan. Shift. Freedom. Tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 8105.
Home of the killer, the cat, and a man named T-Mac.
Those gentlemen you speak of, they'll no longer be a problem. You have my word.
It's the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan KFNS.
Hey, you boys on the Morning Grind, congratulations on your anniversary. I hope you guys are all still happy and married together. Cat, Timmy, if you're engaged, congratulations. See you next year.
That sounds like a guy with a lofty ERA to me.
We love the fat lefties. The governor, Steve Klein, chiming in on the anniversary show.
God bless the governor.
Didn't even reference me.
Yeah, well, he referenced somebody being engaged.
You too, he said.
Yeah.
Are we engaged? I just like to have sex with you.
I'm not ready to announce anything. We still have some issues we have to work through.
Yeah, our hetero issues, whatever those are.
The Morning Grind, one
those
year
are out
later.
The window.
On 590
You're starting
the fan.
To play ball with this.
The cat is really turning the corner, I think.
Yeah, he is.
He's giving up. There are no facades. Or if I say, hey, cat, what about the Blues? Ah, who cares? Isn't there some porn somewhere?
We got an email. We got an email from a broad.
Hey, broads, email in. Hey, tail, call in.
You can email us at themorninggrind@kfns.com. Good morning, guys. I just want to say happy anniversary. It's hard to believe the grind is a year old. I don't get to listen to you as much as I'd like, but you keep me awake on my drive to work. I look forward to another year with you guys. Cheers, Carolyn.
Ooh, cheers.
Sounds like she's into Tim.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got. It sounds like she's about 22.
Carolyn,
about
how old
5'4",
are you?
5'4", about 34C, very dark skin, blue eyes, dark hair, looks a lot like Chasey Lane.
You, this big balling stuff that you do. You were swimming naked with producer Joe, and someone told me you were swimming, like doing some of the synchronized swimming moves together.
Martin Short from Saturday Night Live, yes.
There's producer Joe and this little rat swimming naked in a pool together, spitting water out of their one from one mouth into the other. That's what I got. Disgusting.
Well, I don't want to get into it because I am married and I'm also having relations with you. So I think
about Marty?
I don't have relations. Me and Martin had a brief thing one time, and we were in the Warrington restroom, the rest area, and there was a little hole in the stall next to me. And then I got up
to
leave.
Had to be real little.
And I saw Martin, and I was like, "Oh, this is uncomfortable because we got to do a show together."
But what are you doing here? I'm doing a man on the street piece for tonight's show on the Two Fox.
I do the MOSs, all right? Lay off.
Now, unfortunately, we haven't made everyone happy. Sorry, guys, but I can't decide which is worse, having to listen to Donald Trump in his 2 minutes of airtime or Smutmouth McKernan. Misspelled, par for the course. Hey, I like a change of pace. A little goofy and irreverent is cool. I've been told that I have a great sense of humor.
Yeah, right.
But I'm sick
by your mom.
But I'm sick and tired of listening to Tim and his gay shtick. There's no shtick here. She's really into me, etc., etc., etc. Except he spells it ECT, ECT, ECT. A little bit is fine, but why does McKernan, misspelled, have to drive it into the ground? And why the smut mouth? Well, I have the feeling that I'm wasting my time. Martin and Jim used to have a mind of their own, but now they've just become clones. A shame because they're both talents who are just allowing themselves to be used. I'm using you. Hey, if your ratings are good, more power to you. Guess you're right and I'm wrong, but thanks to the three of you for introducing me to the FM side. John in Belleville, Illinois.
What, he didn't know there was an FM side?
No, I brought it up one day on the show, and now he's really...
Hey!
It's a thank you letter.
John, hey, what's this FM band?
What, is he British?
Hey, Ma! You're very funny, son. All right, I'm going to try out the FM band. All right, that's funny.
All right, hold on. Here comes a new one. John, there's satellite radio.
Don't tip him off on that.
Hey, I got an email saying that, Martin, you make the show, but I have a question. Is the cat shorter than Tim?
Yes, he is.
Because no, he is not.
Because the picture on the website sure makes it look that way.
Yeah, I got to address this since it's the anniversary and all. I never really.
And you're bitter as all hell.
In the original picture, we're all the same size. Somehow, Tim's dad, who I thought didn't work here, suddenly is hired as an advisor. And next thing you know, Tim's bigger than everyone is.
Yeah, that was something that was kind of, when my dad was hired as an advisor, one of the things that, in order for the deal to go through
had to
with,
be that
with
you were
Big League Broadcasting was that not only would I be able to host the morning drive show, but that I'd also be bigger in the picture. That was really important.
What people don't know is there were other pictures that they rejected for the website against your father's advice. There's one of Tim dunking over Shaq. They said, sorry, we can't do that.
All of our chairs have also been altered here. The cat and I sit about 4 inches from the ground. Tim's is up in the air like a large stool, which you can't say this early in the morning.
I got a really good one here, too.
On these photos, though, Tim, I got to say, can any of us have dumber expressions on our faces?
That is the worst lineup. For the Inside STL website, he's put up, Matt Sebig's put up some of the pictures. The picture he used for you guys is the one that's shot here on the 591. The picture he used for me is where I'm standing in the corner with my Confederate hat on and my rifle.
That's awesome.
During the Screech interview. But I said, those pictures are so bad, and there's this insistence on us wearing the 590 gear. You know, it's just not, it's not something I would use on what I would consider to be a reputable website.
I wear a 590 tie on Fox 2 all the time.
The ill-fitting fleece should not be in photos because the collars don't sit right. Everyone has... They're all frayed or crumpled up.
And then there's Frank and Burwell choking chops.
I would like every once in a while.
He looks like a special needs guy.
Yeah, he looks like he's touched by the Lord.
Who, Burwell or chops? Unsolicited, every once in a while, I would like Stebbin just to do the, yeah, Frank and Tony, our little Italian mambo.
Put that to music, too.
Kind of like the
boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. We got another letter of support on our anniversary. Yeah. You can email us at themorninggrind@kfns.com. This is from Ron and Joyce Heidert in St. Charles, one of my target demos. My husband and I are retired.
Good for them. That's not funny.
Well, you know where
it's
this
the golden
is.
Years.
You know where this is going. My husband and I are retired, and we always used to. Turn on your station when we got up in the morning. We've listened all through the times with Kevin Horrigan, Jeff Gordon, and Frank Cusimano.
Glory days.
We've tried to get used to the group you've got in the morning grind, but we can't take it anymore. Tim McKernan has nothing on his mind but sex, 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 sex.
How many sexes is that?
Seven. Now, I'm not so old that I don't appreciate sex.
Yes, you are.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure it's like the Dead Sea. Now, I'm not sold that I don't appreciate sex or a good off-color joke, but there's a time and a place for that, and of course, Joyce is the one that decides where that is. I've got 590 on to hear sports talk. I've had the morning grind on for 1 hour this morning, and this group has not taken one phone call. I thought this was a call-in show. Joyce again deciding what the programming should be. The shame is that this isn't just today. It happens every day we listen, but she listens every day. The other complaint I have is that there are too many people on the air all talking at once. It's hard to tell who's speaking, who he, she is talking to, or what they're talking about. But whatever, you can bet it isn't about sports. If they want to know what each of them did or who they did this past weekend, let them talk over lunch on their own time. The only way we can really hear a sports show is to tune in from 10 to 12 and listen to Frank.
Amen.
That's a real sports call-in show. Joyce Heidert of St. Charles chiming in with her support.
This one's for you, Joyce. I'm going to break down Einar Diaz.
Go ahead.
I'm here with Einar Diaz.
I'll do that later.
Well, and to end any confusion now when we want to talk, I have a conductor's wand, and I just point at the cat and then to Tim, and we actually turn into a little music.
That's the way we do interviews, kind of.
In a sense. It is the morning grind, and we are, to prove to you, maybe even that emailer right there, that we are hard-hitting journalists. It was right after the Athens Olympics. We went out. We said, let's nail down the top guests in the country.
Yep, that's what we do.
And Olympic gold medalist. From the gymnastics, Carly Patterson, friend of the show.
It hasn't all been Marconi winning,
but at least some of it made us laugh.
What are you going to do with that gold medal? Is it just going to sit on the dresser?
No. Lately, I've been bringing it everywhere I go, because everywhere I go, people want to see it, and I have to wear it and stuff. So.
Is it a nice thing?
Wear it with me.
Is it a nice thing?
Huh?
Is it a nice thing?
No, the gold medal's horrible.
No, hold on a second. This isn't as bad as the parent question.
Okay.
It's close.
Is the gold medal a nice thing? On the surface, it seems like a really bad question.
No.
It's horrible.
No.
I don't like it.
You work all your life for this thing, and the actual medal
Is it a nice thing, you know, or is it just something like, oh, well, you
I
know,
can't
we
tell
work
which is her and which
nice.
Is him.
Of course it's a nice thing. It's what I've worked for 10 years.
Thank you very much.
Carl, you know what would help? Just call Tim an idiot.
It's okay. It's okay. I know you've been raised by nice people that say don't talk like that, but it would have been okay on this show. How about her saying, well, I've worked my whole life for it. Of course it is. She, a 13-year-old was slapping you around.
I still think it was a good question.
That was magical.
I still think it was a
your
good question.
Your dad will be emailing anytime now. Timmy, great question. Great question.
What are you,
you're
what are you Mark Sauer?
Addressing people by name. Sauer's been on every show, by the way, in the last week, radio and TV, and everyone that I've seen. Well, let me tell you, Rob, that's a great question. Mike, that's a great question. Steve, that's something. Renny, that's... And I'm like, what if he just started getting confused where he was?
You know, I took a page out of Tim's book yesterday with the Blues. They were doing their little news conference.
Blues about droppings?
The, and I said, are those skates nice? And he said, Mark Sauer said, Jim, that's a great question.
What did Larry Plough say?
I had no idea we have skates. You and the media need all these answers. I don't know that we're using skates. Who said we'd be using skates? Everything's changing. It's a new brave world for the media. And then Mark Sauer said, well, you realize we got to watch our finances, Jim. I mean, skates are a luxury at this point. I mean, the lorries have asked me to cut back. Okay, we may not skate this year. What is their slogan going to be? Hey, the building, you can name it because nobody's got a name on it right now. We're for sale. We're
that'd
probably
be, that'd be too long on a billboard.
We're probably getting rid of Chris Pronger, but sign up now for season tickets. Okay. Hey, Kevin wants to be a part of the fun and games. Kevin, you're on 590 The Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love the show, man.
Oh, God bless.
Good work. You know what? Here's what I don't understand, fellas. If I'm scanning the dial, which I do, I'm guilty of, I might turn on you guys if you're talking about something, of a sport I don't want to talk about or something.
Bobsledding.
I just go through the station and then come back around. If I'm listening to that FM that Tim was talking about, that the woman FM got turned on to or whatever, if they're playing a song I don't like, I don't call the program director and say, I've never listened to your station.
But see,
I simply turn the dial, go to another station. When I'm tired of that station, I keep going around.
Kevin,
I actually think you guys put on a great show. You talk enough about sports. You talk enough about other stuff. You make me laugh on the way into work. And I got to be honest, I love the lineup on KFNS. I listen to work all day long. I went to school with Chops Ritter.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't know he went to school.
Went with grade school?
Hey, Kevin.
No, Lindenwood University. And sometimes it makes me sad that I have the same degree as him.
So my guess is then you're like 25 or 26 years old.
No, actually, I'm a little bit older. I'm 34. I went to college a little bit later in life.
Well, either way, my point is that for whatever reason, once people hit the age, it seems to me it would be around 50 or 55, but some people, it hits them a little earlier. They, for whatever reason, feel like they have to email or write into the paper or call in and bitch. And it baffles me. Can you imagine a person in their 20s or even 30s taking the time to sit down and write something complaining about what's on a station? Most people that are younger, I think, grasp that you just switch it if you don't like it. I don't get it, but it's a phenomenon for these older hicks.
And I don't understand. And I used to be like you. I used to like to read the Sunday paper, the sound off, just to get a laugh out of these nitwits who are just writing in. I mean, I'm passionate about a lot of things, but, you know, sports isn't something that I need to take time out of my day to write a letter of anger or disgust or, you know, point somebody out. But now they took it away, and now there's like a little bit of sound off every day. But
all right, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for the support.
You know what? I'm an older guy, and I've done it, all right? I called a rock station about 2 weeks ago, and I was complaining because I'm listening, and I'm waiting to hear some Dexy's Midnight Runners. I mean, who isn't? And they didn't play it, so I called the program director, and I said, I'm going to listen to a station that plays Dexy's Midnight
Runners. What station are you calling?
I don't know.
I thought this was a hit station.
The Arrow or the Angle.
The Arrow. I've been waiting all morning. When are you playing Men Without Hats? Enough already. Do I have to wait for Frank and Brian to play Safety Dance?
That Golden Arrow, I don't know.
Golden Earring.
But do you think when we reach that 55-year-old...
You never will.
Yeah, you're right, actually. When you guys reach that... Do you think that you'll be, you know, doing that stuff? Does that it seems to be the trend?
It seems to be too inconvenient.
But they do it, and it's so often it's women. I don't get it. I don't know what the difference is between if you have a penis and you don't, where you're so upset about crap that you email in or you call in or you write into the paper. Just don't listen or don't read it. What the hell does it matter?
I must confess, I call our program director here at KFNS and use an older man's voice, older than mine, and complain about you.
Kind of like I know when I turn 50, I'm going to be listening to The Arrow.
The arrow. What the frequency is the arrow? Yeah,
by the way,
74.3.
Speaking of callers calling in and disguising their voice, apparently Joel Myers thanked Tim for his great work over the past year. We'll share that with you as well. It is the one-year anniversary of the grind. The mini grind, by the way, is not 1 year old yet, so we can't. One day we will celebrate the mini grind, assuming Joe makes it that far. He may oversleep his one-year anniversary. Your show today, really, it's the people's show.
No, it's not.
It's the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan.
Summertime
means vacation, but summer is when the Cardinals heat up, so there's no time off at 590 The Fan. Live and local programming every Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 12 straight hours of St. Louis sports talk. That means more time to talk Cardinals.
That means wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage.
We're the only station that has it. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Celebrate the one-year anniversary of the Morning Grind by, well, getting what we enjoy, which is Bandana's Barbecue, the best barbecue in St. Louis. Best meat, best sauce, best side orders, best service. It's all at Bandana's, with 13 area locations to serve you. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater. Bandana's Barbecue, selected by the Riverfront Times as the best chain barbecue in St. Louis. And on top of that, something that this article tipped me off on, the potato salad. I had no idea how good it was, because I've always been a French fry and baked beans guy. I get the potato salad, and it is outstanding. Bandana's, the turkey, the chicken, the beef, and their trademark, the pulled pork. Cooked in a sealed pit smoker, it doesn't get any better than Bandana's. 13 St. Louis area locations. Dine in, carry out, have them cater. Bandana's, smell that smoke.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Home Depot,
2020 Sports Fix.
Good morning, the Sports Fix sponsored by AutoZone. It is a 9:05 Budweiser first pitch from San Diego tonight as the Cards open up a three-game set against the Padres. Mark Mulder on the mound for the Cardinals, and it will be Woody Williams, the former Redbird and former Padre, back with San Diego. He'll throw for the Pods. He is 5-6 on the year, while Mulder, the lefty, comes in at 11-5. The Birds playing 3 in San Diego before heading up to Los Angeles for a weekend series against the Dodgers. Elsewhere tonight, Houston at home to Philadelphia. The Cubbies, they'll host San Francisco once again. Houston and the Cubs were both winners yesterday. The Cubs now 11.5 games behind the Cards in the Central, and Houston is 10.5 out. Both are battling in the wild card race. The Rams open training camp later this week at Rams Park. The first preseason game just over 2 weeks away, August the 12th at the Edward Jones Dome against the Bears. Meanwhile, a problem before they even get started for the Arizona Cardinals. The team announcing yesterday they'll have to move their training camp from Northern Arizona University because of norovirus outbreak. The virus, also known as Norwalk virus, has affected about 100 people on the campus. The San Francisco 49ers and quarterback Alex Smith have come to terms. ESPN reporting that it's a 6-year, $49.5 million contract. Smith, the first pick overall this year out of Utah, an official announcement expected later on today. This Sports Fix sponsored by AutoZone. Get the right tool for the job with AutoZone's free loan-a-tool service. With a refundable deposit, you can borrow from more than 60 different specialty tools for free. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm Vicki Pimentel on your station for wall-to-wall Cardinals coverage. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
590 The Fan Highway Patrol.
Good morning. This traffic report is brought to you by the Chrysler Summer Sales Drive. Well, we've got a couple accidents to talk about. Accident with injury on northbound Hampton at Wilson, causing some delays. Old Halls Ferry Road north of New Halls Ferry. They're working that accident also. Southbound Route 109 between 44 and Central Avenue. We've got an accident involving a pickup truck in the ditch. Other than that, we're looking at some heavy traffic on westbound 270 between West Florissant and the Washington Elizabeth overpass. Northbound 270 is slow just after Gravoy through Marshall Road. Once you get past that, it looks good through Manchester and Highway 40. Westbound 64 between 15th Street and 5570, slow traffic there. And look for stop-and-go traffic westbound 5570 between 64 and the Poplar Street Bridge. If you want to miss all of that, go the King Bridge because there are no delays from the Illinois side through Laclede's Landing. Well, employee pricing is a good idea, but with vehicles like this, it's pure genius. Now everyone gets the employee discount plus generous cash allowances on select models. See your participating Chrysler dealer for details. I'm Tim Weiland with traffic on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
Play the Tech 101 Instant Win game at Best Buy. No purchase necessary. Subject to official rules available at bestbuy.com/tech101.
Feld Chevrolet is looking for good people with damaged credit. Feld Chevrolet knows that sometimes bad things happen to good people. There's divorce, illness, unemployment, bankruptcy, and many other problems. But now, Feld Chevrolet can offer guaranteed credit approval. That's right, guaranteed credit approval. Let Feld Chevrolet help rebuild or even start your credit. We'll put it on the right track. And when others say no, Feld Chevrolet says yes. Don't spend your hard-earned money on an old clunker with no warranty. Let Feld Chevrolet put you into a quality car, truck, van, or SUV and build your credit for a bright future. Call Feld Chevrolet today at 866-738-3816. That's 1-866-738-3816. Or you can visit Feld Chevrolet at St. Charles Rock Road at Lindbergh in Bridgeton. Isn't it time for you to get a guaranteed credit approval? You can at Feld Chevrolet, 1-866-738-3816.
Small business owners know the drill. Month after month, quarter after quarter, you pour profits back into your company instead of your pocket. Until now. Add any of these three SBC services to SBC Long Distance Service, and we'll include a $50 gift card for each. SBC Yahoo, DSL, Singular Wireless Voice and Data, and Unified Messaging. Plus, you get a single bill, a single point of contact, and the greatest possible savings over buying each of them separately. So hurry, pour some profit back into your pocket. To add services and earn your $50 gift cards, call 888-SBC-3949. 888-SBC-3949. Because we know how you work, we know how to help you work. And these tools can help you accomplish more. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
1-year term required offer for SBC long distance business customers. Taxes, restrictions, and other charges apply. For details, call 888-SBC-3949. Toll free or visit sbc.com/enjoy.
590 The Fan, KFNS.
It is so nice of you guys to help me move.
Hey, we're happy to help.
You're our sister. We didn't have a choice.
That's thanks. The truth. I feel the love.
You should.
A lot of life happens in your car, so fill up with the best. Phillips 66 Quality Pro Clean Gasolines are recognized as top tier by leading automakers.
You know, I can't shake this feeling that I'm forgetting something.
You're just being paranoid as usual, sis.
That means they have higher levels of the additives that help clean your engine as you drive to maximize your car's performance.
Right, right. We didn't leave any boxes behind, did we?
Nope.
No, no. And you're sure the couch is tied down really tight?
Of course.
So you can focus on more important things.
You know, you'd have to be pretty dumb not to tie down the...
Like avoiding flying furniture.
Tell me that was not my couch.
Mm. It was not your couch.
Good.
It was your coffee table.
My coffee table?
Top-tier recognized Phillips 66 Quality Pro Clean Gasolines. Life happens between empty and full.
It's okay. It was an ugly coffee table.
I love it.
And matched the rest of your furniture.
Oh, thanks.
You can earn your GED and the St. Louis Public Library can help. Hi, this is Gerald Brooks of the St. Louis Public Library with some important news for anyone who has thought about earning a GED. The St. Louis Public Library has two free programs to help you prepare for the General Educational Development GED exam. They are the GED Video Connection Study Group Program and the GED Online Study Program. Like learning with others, the GED Video Connection Study Group is for you. Learn from experts in various fields, complete workbook assignments, develop learning skills, and practice taking tests, all in a supportive atmosphere. Like learning on your own, the GED Online Study Program gives you 2 hours of computer time each week to work independently at your own pace on interactive worksheets and activities. Both programs cover all five subject areas on the GED exam. And remember, it's free. For details, call 314-539-0365 and get started on a bright future.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. 590 The Fan, New Morning Show Guys.
Mr. 590 The Fan, New Morning Show Guys.
Three television anchors hosting a morning show. Whose idea was this?
They weren't thinking.
This is radio. No teleprompters, no hairstylist, no makeup either.
God knows you need it.
No pretty boys. This is down and dirty sports talk. You have to put up or shut up.
I vote for shut up.
So pop open an ice-cold Bud Light and toast good luck to Kilcoyne, McKernan, and Hayes. The grind. You're gonna need it.
Mr. 590, the Fan, New Morning Show, guys.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It is the Morning Grind 1 year later, and the most creative thing that ever happened on this show had nothing to do with us.
You're talking about my sorority calling to Micah Twaddle?
That was great.
Tied for third.
You know, that was back when we still called it the Morning Grind, and now it's a Tim McKernan show. So we've changed a little bit.
Well, I think we've made the right move, though.
And we can't run that spot anymore because it says 3TV, guys. And we all know that Tim retired early from TV, so we can't talk about that. And
fired. Thank you, Mark.
Fired.
Many special moments on the grind over the past year. And we are, despite the emailer from St. Charles, was it Joyce?
Joyce Heidert from St. Charles. Let me give her address if you want me to give her address.
Well, no, this is the people's show, and we encourage people to always be involved. We'll take calls. We'll talk to you via the email. And, in fact, there was a time when the caller wanted to talk soccer, and only the cat was a bit less than hospitable.
It's been a year, and here's some of the crap you might have missed.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Bill, you've been on hold a while. What's up?
Yeah, I've been on hold for about 3 hours.
Okay, well,
congratulations.
New record.
The only reason I was calling is because of Bob Ramsey.
Oh, no. Really? I'm sorry if I messed up your morning.
He discovered Ambush. I just wanted to let St. Louis know that there's a local celebrity that's playing on this national team right now in Taipei, China. And you hear nothing about it. And I just wanted to make it known to St. Louis. You know, who cares? I mean,
who knows
no
nothing about
right
it?
Now.
Brett Phillips of futsal.
Right. His name is Joel Shanker.
Oh, Joel. Yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first soccer discussion we've ever had on the Morning Grind. Continue.
Yes, his name's Joel Shanker.
Yep.
My name's Bill LaPosha.
That's Bill LaPosha talking to Bob Ramsey about soccer on the Morning Grind.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yes. I just wanted to, you know, we have a local celebrity. He's playing on a national team right now in Taipei, China.
Right. This is ground we've already covered, but the caller does not know that.
Go ahead, Bill.
The caller does not know that?
Go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, no, I have not heard anything about that. I just wanted to let it be known.
Well, here's the thing. We don't have...
Now the caller is angry with one of the hosts. Let's listen.
Oh, I'm not angry. I'm not angry at all. I've been waiting on the phone just... And the only reason is because I know that Bob Ramsey... is this who I'm talking to?
Well, one of a few.
The other hosts have stopped listening.
Okay. Anyway... I just wanted to let it be known that there is,
A celebrity.
A local celebrity, yeah. Joel Shanker, who is, you know.
Joel's a good guy.
Yes, he is. And I have not heard anything on the radio about that. And I just wanted, you know, St. Louis people to know that.
We appreciate it, Bill, and thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you for at least accepting my call.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot.
The hosts are now hoping that Bill never calls again.
Brett Phillips is also
with
the futsal. The international futsal tournament. I don't know if you're aware of that. Were you aware of that?
That was awesome.
I'm sorry. He sounded a bit like Sam Kinison calling from the grave.
Joel Shanker. I like it when Ramsey broke out his knowledge, it was a totally different name. Yeah, that was Neil Sedaka. Yeah, Joel Shanker. Thank you.
Well, a little surprise to you, the cat. We have clipped that off and we've nominated you for a Ratty, and there's a chance you could win one of the most prestigious awards in morning radio. I think TJ and Thunder, some guys out of Toledo, did a bit where they called the phone company one morning.
TJ and Thunder, you're up.
Those guys were great. Tim stole some stuff from them.
Apparently, they always ask people how old they are, and they say perfect.
That's where I got it.
But you have a chance to win that.
They were the first
award.
To say, "Hey, Tail, call in."
Hey, I'm 62. Is this TJ or is this Thunder? Hey, it's TJ and Thunder. We're working together here. It's Toledo Wacky Mornings.
We're destined for Toledo one day.
Syndication.
My dad is in talks with Toledo, actually.
Soccer caller was about mid to late November. Wanted to talk some soccer, and it sounded like it may have been a joke, but actually it was rather serious.
Rammer's pretty nice to the callers, I notice.
Yeah, I'd never really noticed that before.
What?
Just on our show. Yeah. And also we have, quickly here, can we do the Joel Myers calling in to congratulate Tim McKernan?
calling for Tim McKernan. This is Joel Myers in Los Angeles. It is Monday evening. I understand tomorrow, Tuesday, is the one-year anniversary of your program. Off the charts, Timmy. You guys are great. Giddy, party, off the charts. Just leave the P.F. Chang. Had a swing dinner with Bill Jackson, Kobe. It is tremendous that I get to hear your show on XM Radio. And also, Abe Nunez, Dave Eckstein, Fred Vigna. They're all great. You guys, tremendous. Keep up the good work. And have a fan sports staffing day. Off the charts, baby. Off the charts. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Joel Myers, friend of the show.
It's not a bad Joel Myers.
It's not bad, but the best part is producer Joe came running in here during the break early on and said to Jim and I, hey, who's Joel Myers and why is he congratulating Timmy on the show? You know, when he made the P.F. Chang's joke about hanging out with Kobe and Phil at P.F. Chang's, back referencing a P.F. Chang's conversation the cat had yesterday, you might have been tipped off it wasn't legit. Boy, nothing gets past you.
Abe Nunez, Dave Eckstein,
Freddie Vigna. Off the charts. Lots of people are friends of the show. Joel Myers nice enough to phone in and hoodwink or bamboozle producer Joe. It's a tough thing to do. More of the one-year anniversary. And
it's a special. It's a special,
very special edition of the Morning Grind. It's 590 The Fan.
This is St. Louis's sports leader, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, KFNS FM, Troy, St. Charles, and the Westplex.